Gemaras, where the word get appears not in the context of getting divorced, but in the context of a shtar. One of the sources that Tosfos quotes, we were very surprised about. They quote a Mishnah on Lam Dalam Beis. Einam chasma la get eliminate tikkun ha'olam. And the Mishnah has in the middle of Maseches Gittin, you have a series of Mishnayos that list off takanas to rabbanim. Has Prusbol and it has all kinds of takanas that the kohen gets the first aliyah, all kinds of takanas to rabbanim with neidak and shalom and tikkun ha'olam. What is it doing in the middle of Maseches Gittin? Because the opening Mishnah in the fourth Perek quotes a takana b'nei tikkun ha'olam. The Mishnah talks about a man who sends a shliach to deliver a get to his wife, and then the husband is mevatel the get before the shliach delivers the get to the wife. And the shliach is not aware of the fact that the husband changed his mind. He doesn't want the shliach to deliver the get. The shliach goes and he delivers the get, not knowing the husband canceled the whole deal. And the wife doesn't know anything about it either. And the wife goes innocently and she goes and she remarries. She thought that the get was a valid get. So that it's going to cause a big kilkul. So the Tanoi made a takon b'nei tikkun ha'olam that the husband is not allowed to be mevatel get shelo b'fnei ha'shaliach. And there's a whole machlokes ha'tanoim. To what extent did they make the takana? Do you say that even b'dieved, the bitul ha'get is not valid? But because of that opening Mishnah in the fourth Perek, Perek ha'shaleach, so that's why the Mishnah keeps on listing off other takanas that were instituted with b'nei tikkun ha'olam. All kinds of takanas. Most of them have nothing to do with a get. The first few have to do with get, and the rest have nothing at all to do with a get. So one of them says, Sheyuhu ha'edim chos memal ha'get, b'nei tikkun ha'olam, that Adam should sign on a get because of tikkun ha'olam. That's on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So the Gemara asks, is that only b'nei tikkun ha'olam? Isn't that a din d'araisa on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph? The Gemara is commenting 10 lines from the top on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara is commenting on that line in the Mishnah that appears on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Isn't that a din d'araisa? What then is a shtar if not Eidi Chasim is signed on a bar? Gemara says, no, that's a famous machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Lazar. What do you say, Eidi Chasim Karsi or Eidi Mesira Karsi? What is that machlokes? We know there are two types of shtaris. There's a shtar kinyan and there's a shtar rai. Shtar kinyan is a shtar where by giving over the shtar, we cause an effect, we affect the change. You give a shtar kiddushin and the woman becomes married. The husband gives a get to his wife and she becomes divorced. I give you a shtar matana and the field belongs to her. I give you a shtar mecher. And the house now belongs to you. I give a shtar his chayvus. I write, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000 by giving you the shtar. That creates the shibud. Chayv ani lachmona b'shtar. That's a gemang subas and daf kuv beis amad aleph. Machlek zabiechanam ishlokish. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. You can create his chayvus ayide shtar. So all of those are shtar kinyan. So the shtar brings about a change. A kinyan. Kiddushin, doesn't necessarily mean Kiddushin is a kid, it means that some change is affected by the shtar. Then you have a shtar raya. Shtar raya is, I borrowed $100 from you, so I write down, I owe you $100 and I sign my name on the bottom. That's a shtar raya. That doesn't create the hischaivis. The hischaivis exists already because I borrowed $100, because I borrowed $100,000, whatever it was that you lent me. But this is just as a raya. I already sold you the house. You paid for it, or I gave you a matana and you made a kinyan, a chazaka, a kinyan chalipin, whatever kind of a kinyan you made on the karka. And now you'd like to have a raya to be able to prove that this is the case, that the house belongs to you. So I write down, this is to ascertain the fact that I already sold the house to you. And it belongs to you, no longer belongs to me. That's a shtar raya, that's not a shtar kinyan. The shtar raya, of course you have to have eidi chasima. If you don't have eidi chasima, so where's the raya? That's a davar pashut. Where is there a machlekes hatanoim, Rab Meir, Rab Lazar? That's regarding the nature of shtar kinyan. What is shtar kinyan all about? So Rab Meir is of the opinion that a shtar kinyan functions to create the kinyan by starting off as a raya. If I give the single girl a shtar raya that we are married, this accomplishes that we're both interested in getting married. So I give her a shtar raya that we are married. This causes the marriage to take effect. If I'm married to my wife and I give her a shtar raya that we are divorced, this causes us to become divorced. If I give you a shtar raya that the building that belongs to me, that building across the street that belongs to me now belongs to you, So because you have a raya, and I'm interested in giving it to you, you're interested in acquiring ownership, so that accomplishes the kinyan. That's Rav Meir's opinion, that a shtar kinyan takes effect, affects a kinyan, causes a change to take place because of the fact that it serves first as a shtar raya. And mele, it becomes a shtar kinyan. And Rav Loza disagrees, and the Gemara says, we paskan on dalat and aleph. The Gemara says, halachik Rav Loza begitin. Then in Gittin we pass like Rav Lozer. What does it mean, begitin? So Tosfos says on dalat and aleph, it doesn't only mean get isha. It means the word halachik Rav Loza begitin means an all shtari kinyan. The machlekes Rav Loza and Rav Meir is by all shtari kinyan. How do you know? So Tosfos proves it from Sanhedrin Daf Chav Ches. So the Gemara there speaks about the machlekes Rav Meir Rav Loza, but Eidech Hasim Karsi Eidech Mesira Karsi, and the Gemara says Halachik Rav Loza, not only by get isha, by shtar maton also, shtar maton on karka. So we pass on like Rav Loza that shtar kinyan and shtar raya are totally unrelated. They're two unrelated things. A shtar raya is you have to have Eidech Hasim signed on the bottom. A shtar kinyan doesn't require Eidech Hasim signed on the bottom at all. It's Eidech Mesira Karsa. You give a piece of paper, just as a Sipur HaMaisa Bikzav. If I would have said it Bal Peh, Sodi Kenui Lucha, Sodi Nesun Lucha B'matone, if I would have said, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000, that would not create a Hiskayus. But if I write it on a piece of paper, Chayiv Ani Lochmone, I write it on a piece of paper, Sodi Kenui Lucha, Sodi Nesun Lucha B'matone, it's the Sipur HaMaisa Bikzav, and I give it over to the other person. So somehow, according to Rav Loza, that's how we pass, and that accomplishes the kinyan. Eide Mesira Karse, by giving over the pay. So you really don't need any Eidech Hasima and any Shtar Kinyan. You only need Eidech Hasima and a Shtar, right? And any Shtar Kinyan, you don't need Eidech Hasima. So really, you can write a get. A man can divorce his wife, give his wife a get, and there won't even be any need for Eidech Hasima signed on the bottom of the get at all. So that's the Mishnah and Lama Dalet Amid Beis. When they're listing off, rolling off one after the other, all the takonis mefnei tikkun ha'olam. So one of the takonis is, and then later they're going to be takonis mefnei darkei shalom and hanizokin. So one of the takonis mefnei tikkun ha'olam is sheyuhu eidim choslim malaget mefnei tikkun ha'olam. So the Gemara explains that the Mishnah cannot go like Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, it's a real din d'oraisa that eidim have to sign on a get. If they don't sign, there's no shtar. It can serve as a shtar kinyan. The Mishnah goes like Rav Loza, and we pass on like Rav Loza. Usually, stam Mishnah Rav Meir. So this is an exception to the rule. There are every rule has at least one exception to the rule. So this is at least one. I'm sure we can find more than one. And many Mishnahs that are the like Rav Meir. Stam Mishnah. So here's a stam Mishnah the like Rav Meir. That there's a takana mid the Rabbanon, even though the halacha is like Rav Loza. That Eidei Mesira Karsi, you don't need Eidei Chasima, but they made a Takana de Rabbanon, Sheyuhu Eidei Mechais V'malaget Mifnei Tikkun Ha'olam. What's the Tikkun Ha'olam? What's accomplished over here? So the Gemara says, if the woman who gets divorced from her husband, what is she getting divorced? She's interested in remarrying. She's going to get married the next day. She'll take her a while to find the shidduch. She's not going to get married so fast. So by the time she's going to get married, she'll be interested in remarrying. How is she going to be able to prove that she was divorced? She lived in the community for the last 15, 30 years, whatever, and everybody knows that she's becheskesheshes ish. So she's not nemenis to Satan is garashti. If a woman comes from nowhere and she says eshes ish ayisi v'nis garashti, we don't know who she is. So we know that before she was born, the father had no ability to marry her off. He can't marry you off your daughter before she's born. That's a davish lo bali yolam. So when she was born, she has a cheskas penuya. So now she's 20 years old, 25 years old. So she still has a cheskas penuya. So if the girl comes from California, a girl comes from Eretz Yisrael, from Europe, whatever, and she says that she's Jewish, so Taisus in the beginning of Pesachim shows from the Gemara that we believe her. A person comes and he says he's Jewish, you know, he has no proof, so we believe him. And then the woman says, "Eishisish oisi v'niz garashti." So really, if she would have said nothing, we would have assumed that she is a pnuya. She is becheskes pnuya. When she was born, she was a pnuya. So when she says, "Eishisish oisi niz kadashti," She's nemenes mikoyach the din of shavi anav shechatichah di yisura. You should really need two kosher eidim to establish that a woman is an eishes ish. But if she says about herself eishes ish ani, so that shavi anav shechatichah di yisura adam lemer alatzma yoisim imayish. So the woman is nemenes. But then if she says terchidei dibur eishes ish hayisim in his garashti, so then the Gemara explains in Ksubas that we apply the rule of hapeshos hapeshehita. If she first says niskadashti, and then she waits a week, and then she says nizgarashti, so then there's no peshos ha-peshehita. Peshos ha-peshehita has to be, Tosfos says over there, it's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that even lachazman, machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in the end of Ksubas. So Rashi's opinion is that a peshos ha-peshehita even works if she says ha-peshos today, ha-peshehita next year. She'll be nemenes to say nizgarashti. And we don't really, most of the Paskim and Shulchan Aruch don't accept Rashi's opinion. They follow the Shitas HaTosfos and Cheskes HaBatim and Ksubas, the end of Ksubas, that HaPeshos HaPeshita is only Terchidei Dibur. Unless you'll say, the Gemara in Ksubas has a different story, a woman, a good-looking woman, and someone wants to take her out on a date, and the woman says, Eishes Ish Ani. And then a week later, someone else takes her out on a date, and they get engaged, and they get married. So the first guy says, but you said Eishes Ish Ani. So Shavi Anav Shechaticha Disura. So how did you go out on a date with the second one? So she says, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. The truth of the matter was that I was really single, but I wanted to get rid of you. So rather than say that you're not for me, I don't like the way you look, whatever. So she said, hey, she's Ishani, and it's fine. So that's called an amaslo. So if a person makes a hedos baldin, if we don't really have any proof that the person owes money, we only know based on his own hedos baldin, his or her hedos baldin. Or the woman says, Eishes Ish Ani, that's Shavi Anav Shechaticha Disur. We don't have any raya that she's really an Eishes Ish. She says Shavi Anav Shechaticha Disur. So then later, if she will faremfer, she'll answer up, she'll give an alibi, she'll give what we call an amaslo, she'll give a whole explanation what motivated her to tell a lie in the first place, and the Bezin will be satisfied with the amaslo that she gave, with the teretz that she gave, why she told the lie originally, and the Bezin thinks that it's reasonable that they would also tell a lie under such circumstances. And that, so then we say the woman can back out from her original Shavi Anav Shechaticha Disur. But if she's not going to have a good amasla, then you only say HaPeshos HaPeshehitir. We assume like this, you only say HaPeshos HaPeshehitir if it's Terkedei Dibur. If right away she says Eishesisha Yisi V'nizgarashti, or she says Nizkadashti V'nizgarashti. So Nachum also, the Gemara has over here, let's say the woman lived in the community for years, so we know she was married. She's becheskes eishes ish. And the husband disappears. The last couple of years, the husband disappears, and the woman says, now she wants to remarry. She says, the husband gave me a get. So she will not be nemenes to say, nizgarashti. She's becheskes eishes ish. You have to have two kosher eidim. So if you rely on the din halachik rabloza that eidim misira karsi, so when she's interested in remarrying, she'll have to bring the Edom Messiah, she'll have to bring the Edom who were present at the time the husband gave her the get. There is no minig that you give the get in front of the whole community. There is a din in Shulchan Aruch, maybe it's a minig, maybe it's a din that you do chalitza in front of everybody, because the pasuk says, v'also yivim tahashara, le'ini haskenim, that she should do chalitza in front of everybody. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. They have the minig that they do chalitz in shul after davening, after shacharis. So everybody in the community will know that the woman had a chalitz. And you want to have audience participation also. Not only after you finish the chalitz, and not only does the woman say, kachi asalish, shel leivnes nechnishma beis chalutz anal, everybody present screams out, chalutz anal, chalutz anal, chalutz anal. So you want to have participation. But by get, there is no such practice. You don't do the get in front of everybody. So how is the woman going to be able to remarry? She lived in the community for years, and we know she's becheskes eishes ish. So she'll have to bring the Edom Messira. And what's going to happen if the Edom Messira happen to decide to go on Aliyah? Dilba azli l'medina sayam. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. Medina sayam means chutz l'aretz. So the Gemara is talking on the Mishnah. Why did they make a takana? The Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael. Why did they make a takana in Eretz Yisrael that you have to have Eidi Chasim, because we're afraid the Eidi may decide to go to Chutz Lords. And why do we need a Chutz Lords? Because the Eidi may decide to go to Eretz Yisrael, the Eidi Misira. They may decide to move to Eretz Yisrael. So how are we going to get them to testify? Today is not so difficult. We can have a video conference. But in the days of the Tanaim, it would be very difficult. What are you going to do? If by the time, who has time to serve as Eidim Mesira by a get? Usually people work for a living. Who has time on Sunday? All the getting going to be on Sunday when they don't go to work. So usually have retired people. Retired people are older than the rest of the population, so they're going to die earlier than the younger people. So the Gemara says, what are you going to do? The Eidim Mesira are going to die. Dilma Maisi. Maybe the Eidim Mesira are going to die. Or let them live at 100, past 120, 180. But they may move to Medina Sayyam, and they may move to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, so the woman will be left without any Eidim Mesira. So that's why the Mishnah records that they made a takana de Rabbanu, Shehu Eidim Chos Malaget, Mepnetikin Oilam. The woman should have a shtar raya. The get should not only serve as a shtar kinyan, the service is a shtar kinyan, the halachas like Rav Lozer, Eidim Mesira Karsi. There's no need to have any Eidim Chasim assigned the get. But mitam takonim de rabbanu, we want that the Eidim should sign that the get should be able to serve as a shtar raya as well. Today, that is not the practice. Today, it is the practice, the Eidim sign on the get, but the practice no longer is that the woman holds on to the get to prove that she is divorced, that the get should serve as a shtar raya. Practice is that the Beis Din gives her a document signed by the Beis Din that this is to ascertain. That's called a Maisa Beis Din. When a person authorizes the writing of a shtar, that's a shtar. The loiva authorizes the Eidim to sign a shtar, so that's a shtar. Tosfos in Ksubas on Daf Chof raises the question here. Tosfos on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph refers it to Ksubas Daf Chof. Tosfos raises the question, how can any shtar in the world be any good? Why don't you say Mipihem Elohim Piksovam on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph? The Gemara has the drasha Mipihem Elohim Piksovam, that the Eidim have to deliver the Haggadah Eidus Baal Peh, and if they write it, it's not acceptable. So Tosfos says, the Perek Sheni in Ksubas Daf Chof, Harachti Bo. A little Tosfos. What do they discuss on Daf Chof in Ksubas? Exactly this question. How does the Shtar, the Rambam's Kasha, the Balamor's Kasha, all the Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha? How can you say Mipim Elohim Piksovam? What happened to the whole institution of Shtar? So Tosfos says, Pash, this is all the Rishonim say the same answer, that when does it have the din of a Shtar if it's, if the Eidim were authorized by the Das HaMeschayev to write the Shtar? The Das HaMeschayev is the one against whom the Shtar is testifying. Shtar says that the Loiva owes money to the Malva, so the Loiva authorizes the Eidim to sign such a Shtar, then it has a din of a Shtar. But if the Eidim sign on their own, the Eidim saw a Halvor, the Eidim are watching a Halvor, and the Loiva didn't authorize them to write a Shtar, then they're going to write a Shtar on their own. This is to ascertain, to whom it may concern, that we saw Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, and Reuven didn't authorize them to write a shtar. So then the Rishonim said that'll be a chisar and that'll be a psul deraisa mipim alovim piksovim. If the Eidim decide to write on their own, but if they're authorized by the Das HaMeschayev to write the shtar, then it has a din of a shtar. Do we ever have a din of a shtar that's not authorized by the Das HaMeschayev? Do you ever have a din of a shtar raya where it's not authorized by the Das HaMeschayev? So the answer is yes. I'm a shtar maisa bezin. Let's say bezin. There's a din Torah between Reuven and Shimon, and one of them wins and the other one loses. So the Bezin paskins that the one won. So they'll walk out, and the Bezin paskin has to pay him $100,000. He doesn't have the money now. He says, oh, he'll scrounge around, we'll give him the money. The Bezin gives him 30 days to pay the money. At the end of the 30 days, the guy will say, I won the din Torah. I don't have to pay, you have to pay me. I won the din Torah. What do you mean won the din Torah? So how can he prove that he won the din Torah? So the Bezin wants to write a shtar, who won the din Torah? So the other one shouldn't become a liar and deny that he lost, that he owes the money. So the other guy will say to the Bezin, I don't give you permission to write a shtar. What do you mean you don't give him permission? Bezin has to have permission from the Das HaMeschayev to write a shtar. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Kof Tes, on Daf Lamed, that a shtar Maisa Bezin does not require Das HaMeschayev. Bezin has the right to write a shtar, raya, without any Das HaMeschayev. One could say that maybe that makes sense in Dinim Ominous because the Bezin has the power of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. So just like they have the power to be Mafka my property, they have the power, just like I myself could be Mafka my property, so they could be Mafka the property for me. So they have the right to act as if they're the Bailim on my property. But what about by a Get Isha? The Bezin has the right. Bezin, in the area of Issa the Hefker, where Hefker Bezin Hefker doesn't apply, does the Bezin have authority to write or to authorize the Eidim? Bezin doesn't have to sign the Shtar. Eidim can sign the Shtar, but the Bezin authorizes the Eidim to sign the Shtar. Can the Bezdin authorize Edom to sign a shtar in the area of Dinei Avisa the Heter, or maybe it's only in Dinei Mamonis? So we had the Gemara in Yevamis on Daf Lamed Tes, and basically the Gemara talks about the shtar Chalitza. By Chalitza there is no shtar. By Chalitza, the Yevama removes the shoe from the right foot of the Yevam, and she spits in front of him on the floor, and she recites Pesukim, and he recites Pesukim, and that's the end. And then she's permitted to remarry. But we know that she lived in the neighborhood for so many years. She was married. Everybody knows she was married. And we know that she had no children. The husband died, and he never had any children that we know of. So how do we allow the woman to remarry? So she knows she had a chalitza. She went to Europe. The surviving brother of her husband lives in Europe. She went to Europe, and he did the chalitza there. Yeah, but how does she prove she comes back to America? How does she prove that the chalitza was done properly? She's becheskas yevama haskukal yavam. How does she prove it? So the Gemara has already. The practice was Bizman HaGemara, that the Bezdin would write, either Bezdin writes the shtar, or Bezdin authorizes Edom to sign the shtar. We don't require that all the three members of the Bezdin should sign. You can have two people sign, they don't have to be the two members of the Bezdin. They just signed. The Bezdin authorized us to write a shtar to ascertain that the woman did the chalitza properly and the woman is permitted to remarry. So that's a Gemara. So just like the Gemara says that the Bezdin has the authority, Bezdin has the right to authorize the writing of a shtar in Issa v'Heter by a shtar chalitza, so to our practice is that the Bezdin has the right to authorize the writing of a ptur, what we call in Yiddish a ptur, that's a shtar ma'isa Bezdin, that the woman was divorced and she has the right to remarry. The practice is that we take back the get from the woman. So that's why it's a question today, why do we still continue to follow this takonim of Pnei Tikkun Olam on Lamed Dalet and Lamed Beis, that the Edom should sign on the get from Pnei Tikkun Olam? We pass on like Rab Lazar, that Edom is Sirikar, so you don't need for Hilchus Shtar, you don't need Edi Chasima. So the reason why they made a takonim was from Pnei Tikkun Olam, Dilma Maisi Edom, Oyazli LeMedina Sayam. We're afraid the Edom may die, the Edom is Sirikar may die, and move to Medina Sayam. How's the divorced woman going to be able to prove that she was divorced? So that's why they made a takana bizman atanaim. The Edom should sign on the get, and the get will serve not only as a shtar king, it will also serve as a shtarai. But today, it no longer serves as a shtarai for the woman. Bezdin takes it back, so they give her a different document that's authorized by the Bezdin. So why do we waste our time in the first place to have the Edom sign on the get? So the shaila was, maybe it's a takana midirabbanan. Maybe it's a takana midirabbanan. So even though the reason no longer applies, we should consider it a dovish and a minyan. The Gemara says, whenever Bezdin makes a takana midirabbanan for a certain reason, even if you live in a generation where that reason no longer applies, the takana midirabbanan is still binding, unless you have tzorach min yinachal atira, unless you have a Bezdin to repeal that original enactment. So that's the question, was this really a dovish of a minyan? This takana on lama dala on a base. It's listed off with all the takana, shayu edim chos malaget mevnei, tikkun olam. Tikkun olam sounds like it's a takana midirabbanan. All the others are takana de rabbanon, or are takanas de rabbanon. Is this one also a takana de rabbanon, or is this just an etz teiva, a recommendation? So Tosfos proves from the Gemara, we'll see the Tosfos. Tosfos proves from the Gemara that it's not a takana, it's only an etz teiva. So it's an etz teiva, so why do we still continue to do it today? It's meaningless, it's a waste of time. People today don't have the days are shorter than they used to be, the minutes are shorter, and the skatma shiurim. Years ago, people lived shorter lives and they accomplished more in their lives. Today, must be the minutes are shorter or something, and the days are shorter. So who has time? Why do we waste time have the Edom sign on the get? You engage in an act of futility. The get doesn't serve as a shtarai. The ptur serves as a shtarai. It's a problem. Okay? It's a question. So now getting back again, this takana, or this Eitzah Tovah, whichever it is, that's recorded in the Mishnah, Lamed Beis, Lamed Dalet and Beis. Shiyu Edim Chais Mamalaget Menei Tikkun Olam. Is this takana only by Get the Isha? Or is this a takana or an Eitzah Tovah? Or is this also by all Shtari Mamon? So the Pashtus is, if you would have asked me, if I would be entitled to an opinion, my impression was it's only by Get the Isha. So Tosfos writes a Chiddush, the first Tosfos in the Masechta, writes that it applies to all Shtaris, and they prove from this Mishnah that the word get doesn't necessarily mean a get the gerishin. A get means any shtar.
If brings the pasuk of Yirmiyahu. By Yirmiyahu was a star of a star of Machmir. How can the Gemara bring a pasuk on the Mishnah of Shal Machne if it talks about only Gittin Ashi?
Yeah, the Gemara originally thought that it's a din deraisa that a shtar has to have erich hasima. Every shtar needs erich hasima. So the Gemara thought that pasuk says beferish because of a sefer v'chasim. You have to have hasima seirim on a shtar. When the Gemara in Akasha thought that it's a din deraisa that you require erich hasima, so the only source they could quote is the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. But then when they answer it, so they say no, there are two different shtaris. There's a shtar kinyan and there's a shtar raya. And the shtar raya for sure needs erich hasima, and the shtar kinyan is a machlekes hatanaim. So then the pasuk doesn't necessarily say anything. So then the Gemara explains that it goes according to Rab Lozer, that eidim misira karasi, and it's a takana de rabbanon that we require or we give an eitz teiva that the eidim should sign. So that's the question: does this takana de rabbanon or this eitz teiva, was this instituted by all shtari kinyan, or was it only instituted by getish? So Tosfos is so convinced that it applies to all shtari mamen, they prove in this Mishnah and Lamed Aleph that the word, that's a proof, that's a clear-cut proof, that the word get has the connotation of shtar. It doesn't necessarily mean get gerishin, shtar gerishin. So it's questionable. The Pashta says you can read the Mishnah, it's only a takana or only an etzet teiva by a get the isha, by a shtar le gerishin. Then Tosfos writes, the minig is that you have 12 lines on a get. Okay, it's not a din, it doesn't passel. If you'll have 25 lines, it won't passel. If you can write the get in 5 lines, also won't passel. The minig is that we have a standard text for the get, and you just change the names and the date and the place, and everything else remains the same. So the get always has 12 lines. So Tosfos gives two suggestions.
That's mashmal. Tosfos says 2 days later whether you write Polshim de Miskaria, if you write everything out, or just Polshim de Miskaria. So if you need 12 lines, the fire it sounds like that other day. Possum and
Scario
is all you write.
No, we always write.
Otherwise, if you have 10 nicknames, it will always be much longer.
Yeah, our practice is that we do 12 lines and we write all the names. Yeah, we write all the names. Comes out to be 12 lines. Yeah. The Sfardim only write Kol Shem Chanicha Disley. The Ashkenazim really spell out all the names. And the Ashkenazim have this minute to have 12 lines. Yeah.
When did the get started? Why did you?
That's a deep dark secret. The suggestion was made after the Cherem de Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam made a Cherem shelo lahotzi laz al ha-gitten. That after a get is gitten, no one should be after the get is given to the woman, no one should be moitzi laz on the get to say that she's not allowed to be married, there was something wrong with the get. So if the woman is going to be holding on to the get all the time to be able to prove that she's divorced, so someone will look at the get and will say, oh, this letter was spelled wrong, and the names were incorrectly written. They should have written different names over there. So if the woman doesn't hold on to the get, the woman only has a ptur, so no one can pick on the get. So it's probably the practice that the bezin takes away the get from the isha probably started after the cherem, sometime after the cherem that Rabbeinu Tam was instituted. When they give a get, so they always say, after the get is given to the woman, so the Masada Aget makes an announcement, no one is allowed to be Moitzi Laz on the get because of this Chem de Rabbeinu Tam. So that's probably what started this practice that we take back the get. Is there a halacha that the get has to, there's a Dovish and Mitzvasa by Yom and there's a Dovish and Mitzvasa by Laila. Sphira Sayma is supposed to be at night. And Matzah Mora is supposed to be at night. And Halel is supposed to be in the daytime. Alulam and Shofar is supposed to be in the daytime. Yeah, what about a get? A get only applies by yom, only applies by laila, it's by yom, u balaila, what's the din? So the Gemara, in the end of Bava Basra, has an expression that the Rishonim use over here, ought to call the Megarish, but they din a Megarish. Everybody who divorces his wife gets divorced in the presence of a bezdin. You don't always get divorced in the presence of a bezdin. Why should anybody in his right mind think that the get should only be by yom as opposed to balaila? If you would, if there would have been a din that a get requires a bezdin, then you cannot have a yeshiva's bezin balaylo. Done in bayom, begom in balaylo. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, if the din Torah began in the daytime, the kviyas yeshiva's bezin began in the daytime, so they can continue the din Torah into the middle of the night, into the middle of the night as well. But you can't begin a kviyas yeshiva's bezin balaylo. Yeah, but a get doesn't require a bezdin. I'll be cautious. Minatara, a get doesn't require a bezdin. Is there a need mid the rabbanon that a get should require a bezdin? So if a get is bom imdinas hayam, then he has to say b'fon an echtav b'fon an echtav. What is b'fon an echtav b'fon an echtav all about? So the Gemara has a machlokes rabba v'rova. So rabba says we're concerned l'fishein b'kim l'shma. Maybe the get was not written l'shma. The Gemara says rov b'kim l'shma. And even Rameh, the Chayish L'miyuta, but this is a Miyuta, the Miyuta, even Rameh is not Chayish over here. So this is purely a Chumre with the Rabban. Even Rameh, Chayish L'miyuta, has two opinions in Tosis, whether that itself is a Din D'Oraisa, a Din D'Rabban. We don't paskan like Rameh. We don't paskan Chashin L'miyuta. Unless it's a Miyut HaMotzoi, that's a different story. Then mid the Rabban and Yoachoshish. But if it's a Miyut Shein HaMotzoi, the Mishkan Es Yankiv claims that Miyut HaMotzoi means 10%. If it's less than 10%, the Mishkan Es Yankiv claims that that's called Miyut Shein HaMotzoi. So you're not choshish. Rav Meir is still choshish. Even me a chain of matzah is choshish. Unless it's mamish and miyuta and miyuta. So the Gemara says over here, it's afilo alibet Rav Meir, the chayish and miyuta. Here it's only miyuta and miyuta. That's how Tosis writes over here. Babi kemo miyuta and miyuta loy chashina and afilo Rav Meir. That's towards the bottom of base on the base, next to the last line in the Tosis. Here it's considered miyuta and miyuta. So Rabbi says, despite the fact that it's miyuta and miyuta, nonetheless, with the Rabbanan, they were ma'oirer that they should, that we have to be mevare whether the get was written l'shmo or not. That's according to Rabbi. Rabbi thinks that that doesn't make any sense. What? A miyuta de miyuta, that afilu Rabbi Meir loy chayish. Even with the Rabbanan, all of a sudden they made a chumra because of the chumra of Eishizish. You have to be mevare whether the get was written l'shmo. So Rabbi disagrees and he says, no, the whole reason for b'fanan echtav is eidem mitzuyim l'kaima. You need a kiyam ashtar. Yeah, what does Rabbi have to say about Rava's idea, Kiyam Ashtar? So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that Rabbi is the Rava. First the Gemara said Rabbi doesn't agree with Rava, and Rava doesn't agree with Rabbi. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion it's not correct. Le'olam, everybody agrees, Lefish ain't Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo. That the Shliach who says b'fan anechtam is accomplishing a Kiyam Ashtar. What's the din of Kiyam Shtaris? Kiyam Shtaris are needed mid the Rabbanon, and a Kiyam Ashtar has to be done by a Bezna of Shloisha. And Tosis points out in Sanhedrin and Dav Gimel that there's a Machlaikis on the first Dav in Sanhedrin. What's the din of Shnaim Shadonu? Dinayim din or ain't dinayim din? What's the din b'dievet? If you put together a Bezna of two and they were done a din Torah, the Chatchila it's not right. You shouldn't have a Bezna of two. Shnaim Shadonu is a Bezna Chotzuf. The Chatchila certainly need three. What would be the din b'dievet if they were done? So that's a machlokes whether b'dievet Shnaim Shadonu dinayim din or ain't dinayim din. So Tosis points out on Gimel and Aleph in Sanhedrin and other Mesichtes and Ksubis and other places. And Yevamos, Tosis points out that even if you hold the Shnaim Shadonu dinayim din, the b'dievet it's good, but not by Kiyam Ashtar. Kiyam Ashtar for sure needs a Bezna of three. So what's over here when the Shliach comes and he's maybe get Michutz Lords, and he has to say b'fan an echta, b'fan an echta. On the level of the Raisa, there is no b'fan an echta. The whole thing is all mid the Rabbanon. Mesichta begins with a din de Rabbanon. The real din of the Raisa begin way later on Daf Pehei, when it tells you Gufa shall get. It gives you the text of the get. That's the din de Raisa. The last line of Pehei and Aleph going over to Pehei on the base. What is the text of the get? What's supposed to be written in the get? And this din, the Mesichta begins with the din de Rabbanon, b'fan an echta. Yeah. So according to Rabbah, b'fan anecht and afilu, according to Rava, that the b'fan anechtav is in order to accomplish kiyum ashtar, and the Gemara says afilu Rabbah is laid the Rava. Everybody holds like that. That b'fan anechtav is certainly for the purpose of kiyum ashtar. So kiyum ashtar, that's beferish. That you need a bezin. You need a bezin of three for the purpose of kiyum ashtar. So the. Maybe get mechutz la'aretz. So if the shliach lo'ailoch has to say b'faranechta, he has to say this in the presence of a bezin, and a bezin has to convene by yom. So the male, you have no choice. The get has to be given by yom. Yeah. What if the husband is giving the get in person, or the get is in Eretz Yisrael, where the shliach doesn't have to say b'faranechta, b'faranechta. So if you don't have b'faranechta, so you don't have any kiyam ashtar, so you don't need a bezin. So is there another din from somewhere, from outer space, that whenever you give a get, you have to have, the get has to be given in the presence of a bezin? No, there is no such din. The Gemara in the end of Bava Basra says, oh, to call the Megarish Bebedina Megarish. Maybe that's the din Menatar. Maybe that was in the days of the earlier Amoraim. Did anything change in the later generations? that the din all of a sudden should require a bezin b'shas mesiris aget. So the Ramah and Ibn Ezra is machmer that lechatchila you have to give a get even not b'fana nechta b'fana nechta. Even if the husband is giving the get directly to the isha, there's no need for b'fana nechta. Still, the din requires that the get has to be given by yom because you need a bezin. And there's no yeshiva's bezin balayla. Where did the need for bezin come from? So the Vilna Gaon is mitzayin and the Bi'ur Agra, what the Rishonim point out. He's mitzayin to the Rashi in the bottom of Haman Beis. The Gemara says, one of the Rabbonim was Mamuna Agiti. He was the Mesada Haget in his community. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Why is there such an institution as Mesada Haget? The Kaimalon Rashi writes, the last four lines on Rashi on Haman Beis, the Kaimalon Kiddushin Davavim and Beis, Kol Sheni Debetiv Git Mikdushin Lehele Sekim Moem, Vahoyu, Vahavu Mamanu Gabra Rabbala Rui Hechenevit. He used to appoint a Mesada Kiddushin and a Mesada Haget. That's the expression. Mesada Kiddushin and Mesada Haget is a takana, that's what Rashi says. It's a takana mid the Rabbanon instituted by the later Amoraim. You have to check in Kiddushin Vavim and Beis. Whose name appears in connection with this din? Kol Sheni Yedev, it's one of the later Amoraim. In the earlier days of the Amoraim, they didn't have such a din. Kol Sheni Yedev, Tiv Git Migidushin Lo Yehei Lo Esekim Moim, you shouldn't be Mesada Kiddushin, shouldn't be Mesada Raget, unless you know the dinim well. So it's based on this that the Ramo quotes from the Or Zeruah Achumra that whenever you give a get, the get should be given by Yom, because you need a bezdin. Rashi didn't go so far. Rashi said, you need a Mesada Haget. You shouldn't be Mesada Haget. So it used to be Mana Gavra Rabba. Gavra Rabba means one person. It doesn't mean that it's a bezin. So this is already a step past what Rashi said. This is what the Or Zeruah writes. The first Yamshel Shloimeh Anksubis quotes this Or Zeruah. He quotes a whole long section from the Or Zeruah that not only by a get, the same is true by Kiddushin, you need a Bezdin, and the city Kiddushin should be by Yom, it shouldn't be by Laila. In Shulchan Aruch, that's not quoted. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah only quotes in Hilchas Gittin that you should have the Seder HaGet should be by Yom and not by Laila, Lechatchila. And the Mesada Haget should not be related to the husband or to the wife because we consider him as if he were a bezin. All based on this Rashi plus more. Rashi says, there used to be Memana Gavar Rabbe to serve like a dayan. He was Memuna Agiti. So the Or Zeruah understands that it should be like a bezin. So the memory that Rashi says it based on is Kol Shein Deinu B'Tiv Gittin B'Kiddushin. Goes on both, Kiddushin and Gittin. So the original quotation... The original statement of the Or Zeruah is both by get and by kiddushin, but in the Shulchan Aruch the Ramah only quotes it in Hilchas Gittin. He never quoted in Hilchas Kiddushin. So that's the shaila. The Ramah quoted selectively. He left it out in Hilchas Kiddushin because the whole thing is only a chumrah. So he decided that it's enough to be machma by the get. By the get, you're being matter the woman to remarry by the Kiddushin Faket. You're answering the woman Akuli Alma. So you have to be Machma by Kiddushin also for this Chumra of the Or Zeruah. So the Pashtus is that the Ramah only quoted it by Gittin. He never quoted it by Kiddushin. So the Knesset HaGdolah was a rabbi in Constantinople in the late 1500s, I think. So he writes that when he came to Constantinople, the practice was that they used to have weddings at night. And he says this is scandalous. It's against the Or Zeruah. I don't know. They were all Sfardim. I don't know. Does the Mechaber quote this chum? I don't think so. I think just the Ramah quotes it. So what are they so concerned about? He says that he convinced them they should do away with their improper practice of having weddings at night. All the weddings have to take place in day. Because the original passage in the Or Zeruah says both by Kiddushin and by Gittin. The Gemara in Kiddushin talks about Kigon the Kitcha Bilelia. The Gemara talks about getting married at night. That's before this takana. This takana was later. Kol Sheni Debetiv Gittin Kiddushin. That was later. So the Lamaisa, we would require every get to be done by Yom, unless a big shas hatrakta and the Ramah is meko. So we require every get, not only a get where the Shliach Lailoch has to say before an echtab and it's a king of Mashtar, and the king of Mashtar needs a bezin, needs by Yom. Every get needs a bezin. That's the Chumras Or Zeruah based on that Rashi.
According to the Ramah, should the Misgaria get be related to the couple getting divorced?
Should not be related, right? He writes that the Misgaria I get should not be related. So that chumra applies, and Misgaria Kiddushin should not be related to the chasan or to the kala either. But that's the Ramon never quoted that by Kiddushin. The Ramon never quoted. So the common practice is that people get married at night. Common practice is that the Misgaria Kiddushin is sometimes related to the chasan and the kala. So the question is, should we do away with that common practice? So the Knesset HaGedolah says he did away with it. He says that it's improper. Since the Ramah quoted this here for the Or Zeruah, so it means that he adopted the Or Zeruah. And the Menegolim is not so. Menegolim is that we're only machmer by the get. You're not machmer by the Kiddushin. That has to be by Yom, and the Masada Kiddushin shouldn't be related.
Is there a problem that as far as if the Tag of Mechaber doesn't mention it, so isn't that a problem for
just a din lachatchila. No, the Ramah doesn't say b'di'evit. No, b'di'evit, if you give the get by Lila is good. So b'shas hadchak, we allow. B'shas hadchak, k'di'evit domi. B'shas hadchak, we allow lachatchila. But usually it's only good b'di'evit. So the Ramah says that b'shas hadchak, we allow a get by Lila. So b'di'evit a get by Lila would be good. The shaila is if you gave a get by Lila, how's the woman going to prove that she's divorced? So the Bezin is going to authorize the writing of a p'tur. But a Bezin to authorize the writing of a p'tur, that has to be by Yom. So the Pischei Tshuva writes over there, Abade b'shas hadchak, he can write a get by Lila. But the p'tur cannot be written by Lila. Whoever was involved on the get, the Edom who watched the get by Lila in the middle of the night, at 12 o'clock at night, they have to appear in front of a Bezin the next day and have to say that last night we watched the Mesiras HaGet, and the rabbi who was in charge said that everything was done properly, and then the Bezdin will authorize the writing of a p'tur. Tomorrow morning's Bezdin, but you can't write a p'tur by Lila. That's a real problem. That's the common practice is when there's a Shas HaTchak and they give a get by Lila, so they write a p'tur by Lila also. So how can they write a p'tur by Lila? That's a real problem. That's a real din. The authorization of to write a shtar is either Das HaMeschayv authorizes writing a shtar. Here it's not Das HaMeschayv, here it's the Bezdin authorizing. So for this you need a real Bezdin. So Bezdin has to be by Yom. Bezdin has to convene by Yom. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes that. When you did a get by Lila, B'Shas HaTchak, then the Bezdin has to reconvene the next day. A Bezdin has to convene the next day to authorize. They have to listen to the Ede Mesira tell over that last night we watched the giving of a get, and it was supervised by Rabbi so-and-so. And the Bezdin will then authorize the writing of a p'tur.
Mari
Mintz also says. Okay. They can shake hands. Okay. Mari Mintz with the Knesset HaGedolah. Good. Mari Mintz was before the Ramah. Yes, HaGedolah was after. You can shake hands. It was before. Okay. Yeah. We have dinim that are different. Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. We have dinim that are different. Many dinim are different. Yeah, all the mitzvahs atlis ba'aretz only apply min haTorah in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah and Shumas and Ma'aseh. The Gemara mentions these two. Just yesterday, we were learning a Gemara on Zion on the base. But the Gemara says, on the right side of the road, it's Eretz Yisrael and Yechayim and Maisris and Yechayim and Shemitah. On the left side of the road, it's Chutz Loretz and you're not Chayim and Maisris and you're not Chayim and Shemitah. So the Gemara picked on these two. There are many more mitzvahs that are worth, like a Shikra Peya. Peret Ololos, there are more. Chalam and Atar is only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara, the Toseftin Ololos, picks on two, Shemitah and Shumas and Maisris, that these two only apply in Eretz Yisrael, don't apply in Chutz La'aretz. These represent all the mitzvahs of Tzlis words. How did all of a sudden, what happened over here? The Befana Nechta, Befana Nechtam, depends on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. How come? Why does it depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz? Very strange. So what does the Gemara give an explanation? So Rabbi says, Lefishem became Lishma. Okay, he says that from the perspective of the Tanoim, that most of the Tanoim lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the Tanoim had a hashpah, they had an influence on all the Jews who lived in Eretz Yisrael. And Ruba de Ruba, in Eretz Yisrael, everybody who would be writing a get would write the get to Shmona. Chutz Loretz, the influence was not that strong. And there was a miuta of Sofrim who didn't know or didn't accept the din that a get has to be written l'shma. So that's why it's not from the mitzvah satliyas baritz. It's because in Eretz Yisrael they were under the in the days of the Tanaim. They were under the influence of all of the Tanaim. They had a lot of yeshivas then. And everybody knew the din that unique siva l'shma. In Chutz Loretz it wasn't so well known. So it really doesn't necessarily, and then Rabbi gives, and even Rabbi Islay the Rabbi gives a different reason. So it's not so much Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Loretz. It depends. But also Medina and Medina le Medina. Well, I was going to work out the details. Yeah. So it doesn't really depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Loretz. That's what the Tosis writes on Amar Aleph. Tosis is bothered with a kashan. The Mishnah gives you sort of the ribua of Eretz Yisrael. Yesterday we saw the Gemara on Zayin and Beis. So the Gemara says that basically Eretz Yisrael is rectangular shape. That's what Rashi calls it. The other Rishonim say a ribua Eretz Yisrael, basically rectangular in shape. Then you have Ritzuah Yotze over here, a little bit sticking out over here, a little bit sticking out over there. But basically the ribua. So where are the cities of the ribua? So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Ashkelon ledorim ba'Ashkelon kidorim. Ashkelon is the southernmost point of the ribua, and Ashkelon is dino kechutz loretz. Aku letzofen ve'aku ketzofen. Aku to the north, and Aku is kechutz loretz. So Tosfos is bothered with kashas. It says in Sefer Yoshua, and it says in Sefer Yoshua that Ashkelon is part of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. So that kasha they answer. That kasha they answer. The Amr Rabbi Natam, the third line in the text is Dima Mascha Ashkelon and Beis Amaral. So the Rabbi Natam quotes a Gemara Chulan Dav Zayin. Harbe Krachim. There are many villages. Kav Shemole Mitzrayim, Lo Kav Shemole Bavel. When was Eretz Yisrael endowed with Kedushas Haaretz? In the days of Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu he should walk around the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Kum Misalach Baruch La'orka L'Roch Baki L'cho Etinenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's giving the ownership of Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu. But even though Avram Avinu acquired ownership of the land of Eretz Yisrael, it was his and Didi Mamanis, but it didn't have Kedusha till the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. It took Yeshua Ben Nun 7 years to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael from the Lamed Aleph Melachim, and then it took 7 years to divide it amongst the Shvatim and amongst the Mishpachas and amongst the Yechidim. And after the Gemar HaChalukah, after the Shevish HaKovshu and the Shevish HaChalku, so then Eretz Yisrael was endowed with Kedusha. So that's called the Kedusha Rishayna. The Kedusha Rishayna was not in the days of Avram Avinu. Taisus in Yevamos on Daf Pei quotes a funny pshat from the Rabbi Nechanan. The Kedusha Rishayna was in the days of Avram Avinu. So Taisus says it's not correct. Kedusha Rishayna was in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. From the days of Avram Avinu till the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, Eretz Yisrael had no Kedusha. It was the ownership. It belonged to Avram Avinu, but it wasn't endowed with Kedusha with respect to the mitzvahs atliyas baretz. So it only got that Kedusha in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. What happened at the time of Churban Bais Rishon, when the kibush that Yeshua Ben Nun's army, the Jewish army, made was undone? So should we assume the Kedusha Rishon was batla? The whole Kedusha rested on the kibush, the kibush and the chalukah. Once the whole kibush was undone, so the whole Kedusha Soretz was undone? Or do you assume, no, that the Kedusha Rishon was kitcha lasi lavay? Once Yeshua Ben Nun was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, so the Kedusha remained. And the Kedusha Lord Paka Bechdi, the Kedusha doesn't vanish into thin air. So this is a machloikis hatanoim. And the accepted opinion in the Gemara, right? That's clear in the Gemara. Accepted opinion in the Gemara is that Kedusha Bishayna was Batla. That's the Gemara Chulan, Dav Zayin, that Taisus quotes. Rebbe Hita Beit Shan. That's what Taisus quotes about Beit Shan. Rebbe was the editor of the Mishnayos. He was the end of the period of the Tanoim. And his students were the first generation of Amoraim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, and so on, Rabbi Chia. So they were the first generation of Amoraim. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Hita Beit Shan. Beit Shan is in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. So Rebbe Paskin that there were certain areas in the Beit Shan area that are not chayiv in Shumas and Maisus. Why? How did he know? So the Gemara says, because Harbe Krachim Kavshu Ali Mitzrayim La Kavshu Ali Bavel, the Kedusha Bishayna that was created in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun became cancelled at the time of Churban Bais Rishon, when the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael was undone. And then the Oli Bavel had to be Mekadosh all over again. Ezra Nehemiah had to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael all over again. How were they Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael? They were not Mekadosh al Yidei Kibush. There was no independent Jewish control. There was no independent Jewish government Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Hashmonaim. That was towards the end. That was a few centuries later. That was towards the end of the Bais Sheni period. In the beginning of the Bais Sheni, there was no Kibush v'chilu. So what was the Mekadosh the second time around? So the Rambam writes, second time around was Chazokah. Just the Jews moved into Eretz Yisrael, it's Chazokah. The first time around, in the days of Yishuv ben Nun, the Kedush Rishonim was Al Yidei Kibush. Al Yidei Kibush v'Chalukah. And the Chalukah was the Gemara of the Kibush. And since the Kedush Eretz Yisrael was Chal Al Yidei Kibush, so when the Kibush was undone, so the Kedush was undone. That's how we passed. The Kedush Rishonim was Batla. Lo Kitcha Lo Seilover. And then the Kedusha Shnia, which was created by Ezra Nehemiah, that's a machloikas, still a machloikas satanaim, and Yivam is that pei aleph, where the Kedusha Shnia was kitchalosi lovoi. Is that of an everlasting nature that stays on even after the Churban Bais Sheni? Because it was never based on kibush in the first place. So what does it bother me if the kibush is undone? The kibush was only made during the period of the Bais Sheni, centuries after they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. The kibush was done by the Hashmonaim. That's when they made their own independent Jewish government. But the Kedusha Soretz began from the days of Ezra and Nehemiah. So you see, it has nothing to do with the kibush. So that's how the Rambam passes. The Kedusha Shni was like Batlam. There's no reason to say Batlam. And other Tanoim disagree. Some Achlekes HaTanoim and other Rishonim disagree. In the Shulchan Aruch, the one they quote for sure is the Sefer HaTruma. Rabbeinu Baruch, the author of the Sefer HaTruma, is of the opinion that Bizman Hazeh, Kedusha Shniyah was Batla. There's no more Kedusha Shniyah. Just like Kedusha Rishonim was Batla, Kedusha Shniyah is also Batla. And then there's a discussion in the latest Svarim, what does Rashi think about this matter? Rashi in Sanhedrin, in the third parak, interprets a Gemara that sounds like it's saying Halacha L'maisa. The Gemara sounds like it's talking Halacha L'maisa. So Rashi interprets that the Gemara is based on the assumption that Kedusha Shniyah was Batla. So Rashi holds that that's Taka the Din. The Kedusha Shniyah was but like the Sefer HaTruma. So that's a discussion in Achronim. Beis Halevi and others have a whole debate about this. Did Rashi mean to say Halacha L'maisa like that? Or he's just saying Pshat and that Gemara? He doesn't necessarily subscribe to that. But the one who does say like that, Beferish, is the Sefer HaTruma. He writes black and white. The Kedusha Shniyah was Batla. And the Rambam is Beferish that it's not so. Kedusha Shniyah was like Batla. It's Beferish Machlekes HaTanoim. And Yavam is Daf Bei Beis, and it's a Machlekes HaRishonim. Just a question, what are 98% of the Rishonim hold? We know two Rishonim say. Sefer HaTruma says explicitly, and the Rambam says explicitly, the opposite from the Sefer HaTruma. What are the other Rishonim hold? So that's the question. So that's the Gemara here. Rebbe hit the Beit Shan. Rebbe, after years and years of being Mafrish, Trumas and Meisters, Beit Shan, they were always Mafrish with a Bracha. One fine day, Rebbe wakes up. Rebbe lived centuries. Rebbe lived centuries after Ezra Nehemiah. So he waves a magic wand and he says, we've been making a mistake here. We've been mafresh Trumas and Mises in Beit Shan. It's really a mistake. It's not Chayv in Trumas and Mises. How did he know? That Habi Krachim Kav Shal in Mitzrayim like Kav Shal in Babel. The Kedusha Rishayna was more encompassing than the Kedusha Shniyah. The Kedusha Shniyah was on a smaller area. And he comes up with a Chiddush that he's discovering that there were never Mekadesh the Beit Shan, certain areas in the Beit Shan area. How did he know that? So the Gemara says it based on this. We just had it yesterday. So the Gemara says Rav Meir had a brother-in-law. The Gemara Chulin quotes. His brother-in-law's name is Rabbi Shua ben Zorus. Okay. I once saw a smicha bechina from a koilel in Eretz Yisrael, but they were learning chulin and yoredei. So that was the question on the smicha bechina. What was the name of Reb Meir's brother-in-law? I don't know. I think that's a little unfair. So the Gemara has his name happened to be Reb Yishua ben Zorus. Okay, so he was the brother-in-law of Reb Meir. So he says over to Rebbe. Reb Meir is no longer alive. He tells over to Rebbe, "Hey, Reb Yishua ben Zorus. On one occasion, they gave." Vegetables to his brother-in-law Reb Meir, Holy Tzaddik Reb Meir, and Reb Meir ate it without being mafrish any trumas and maisers. So the Gemara says, how can it be that he ate it without hafrashas trumas and maisers? he forgot. The hemtum shel tzadikim ena kodesh bach mei b'takol ha'yorim. Tzadikim atzman lo'y kolshkin. Right there was a tzadik. How can it be? Cannot be that by mistake he ate demai, he ate tevel. So it's a raya. It's a raya, the Gemara says. Rebbe understood from this that because those vegetables grew in this area within the Beit Shan, not the whole Beit Shan area, sections in the Beit Shan area, so Reb Meir had a tradition that it was never niskadosh b'kedushishnim, because this they always knew. Harbi krachim kov shalim mitzvah lakov shalim bavo. There were many areas where they were in, where in the days of Yishuv ben Nun, they endowed it with kedusha sa'aretz, their rice, and the kedusha shniya, they didn't want to. The Gemara says, why? Because today she's mechu alayim aniim b'shvius, that the Shemitah was always a problem. Shemitah was a problem for the owners of the field to observe, for the poor people. They're not going to have any jobs during Shemitah. All your 6 years out of the 7 years, they have a job working on a farm. The seventh year, why should anybody pay them money to work on a farm if I can't keep the payers? So why should I pay them money? In order that they should be able to get a job, in order that you should be able to get Maisa Ani, so Ezra and Nehemiah, when they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael the second time around, so they decided, they made a political decision not to be Mekadosh everything that was included in the Kedusha Rishayna. So a lot of areas that never had Kedusha Shnei. So that's how Taisa suggests over here. Maybe they're bothered with the question of Ashkelon. The Mishnah says that Ashkelon is Kedorom. Ashkelon is Chutzlords. Ashkelon is Chutzlords. So Taisa is bothered with Akasha, but it says in the Sefer Yoshua in chapter Yud Gimel that Ashkelon is part of Eretz Yisrael. So Taisa says that simple terrors. Amar Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara Chulin says, Habe Krachim Kov Shalem Mitzvah Lekov Shalem Bravo. So the Mishnah is written in Bizman Vayisheni. So Bizman Vayisheni Ashkelon did not have any Kedusha Sarts. Bizman Vayisheni it did have Kedusha Sarts. That's a simple terrors. Then you get to the end of the Taisa says, no. Five lines before the end. They said, V'chein Yeshul Taretz Gabi Ashkelon Gabi Rekem V'chiger. No, different Taretz. The second time around also Ashkelon had a Kedusha Saretz. But this din of Befananechta doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Loretz, whether it's Chayv and Mitzvah Satlis Baretz or not. But it's not a function of Kedusha Saretz versus Chutz Loretz. Whether it has Kedusha Saretz or does not have Kedusha Saretz. There are locations in Eretz Yisrael that have Kedusha Saretz, but because they're so far away from the Yishuv, they're so far away from the Yeshivas, so they're ignorant of the halacha, so we're concerned that they may be writing a get, shalom lishmo. And there are certain areas in Chutz Loretz where they're so close to the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, so they will know the din that you have to write lishmo. So that's what Taisus points out. It doesn't say, maybe get me Chutz Loretz, l'Eretz Yisrael. It's not a din that depends on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Loretz, it depends on Medinas Hayam. That's why the Mishnah uses Medinas Hayam means very far away. The place is very far away. So there are locations in Eretz Yisrael that we're going to refer to as Medina Sayam. And there are locations in Chutz Loretz that we're not going to refer to as Medina Sayam. Because it's so close to Eretz Yisrael, so they are learning. So that's what Tesis finally comes to the conclusion at the end. Ashkelon. You don't have to say the Teretz of the Rabbeinu Tam. That Ashkelon only had it, the whole Kasha was because in Yeshua chapter Yud Gimel it says Ashkelon has Kedusha Sa'aretz. Here in the Mishnah it says that Ashkelon is Chutz Loretz. The Taisa says simple, Yeshua is going the Kedusha Rishayna. And the Mishnah goes Kedusha Shniyah. So then they finally, at the end, they come to the realization that it's not a function of Kedusha Saretz, it's a function of how close to the yeshivas it is, or how far away from the yeshivas it is. Yeah, what's the story with Akko? Also a problem. Akko is also a problem. The Mishnah says, Akko letzafon, v'akko kitzafon. But the Akko has a din of the Eretz Yisrael Chutz Loretz with respect to b'fananechtam. So let's say Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Akko is kechutz loretz. So Tosfos has a kasha. From Ksubas Daf Kuf Yud Beis. It says, Rababa have Menashe Kipi Diakri. Rababa kissed the stones on the ground. Kipi are gigantic stones. He kissed the stones on the ground in Akko. Then there's a Gemara in Git, Mishach, so Lekama Dafayin Vav. No, the wrong Gemara. Yeah, Dafayin Vav. Taisis quotes, Rabbanon ki havi miftiri Rabbanon mehadadi. When the Talmidim, Rabbanon means students in the yeshivas, Rabbanon. So when the Talmidim would be leaving Eretz to go to Chutz Laretz, so they would walk with them till the city Akko, and then they would bid them farewell, and they wouldn't leave past Akko. Those who were going to stay behind in Eretz Yisrael, Gavim Miftir Rabbanim, they have a Miftiru be'Akko. Why did they greet them farewell from the city Akko? Lefi Shasa Lotzis Me'Eretz Yisrael. The Chutz Laretz, they didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. So you see, from the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kuf Yebeis, Rabab is kissing the stones of the earth in Akku. Why does he kiss the stones? Based on a pasuk. Based on the pasuk. V'rotzu avodecho esavaneho esafor yichoneinu. That's the last Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara quotes that pasuk. The servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki rotzu avodecho esavaneho. That we love the stones of Eretz Yisrael. So Rababa kisses the stones. You see that the stones in Akku are the stones of Eretz Yisrael. And when the Baruchim in the yeshivas from Bavel would be learning in Eretz Yisrael, they would leave. So we would see them, the Talmidim who were staying behind in Eretz Yisrael would see them off in Akku. Also, lots of Eretz Yisrael l'chutz lots. They see that Akku is still considered Eretz Yisrael. So how can Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah, Akku kitzofa? I mean, the Gemara there is assuming like Rav Meir, Akku keretz Yisrael. Usually, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, halachik Rav Yehuda. Whenever there's a machlek, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, we usually, most of the time, we pass like Rav Yehuda. We rarely pass like Rav Meir when he disagrees with Rav Yehuda. So, well, how come over here? Rav Yehuda thinks that Akku is kechutz laretz. And here you have these two Gemaras. The Gemara in the end of Ksubas that they kiss the stones of Akku. The Gemara Git 9 Vav, when the Talmidim would bid farewell to each other, they wouldn't leave past Akko. So Tosis understands that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is linked up with the Kedushas Haaretz. If it doesn't have Kedushas Haaretz, then there wouldn't be a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Tosis assumes a double pasha like that. That's what other Rishonim disagree. You see the Ritva on this daf. It was written by somebody else, whoever it is there. I think in the real Ritva it has it also. Both, the real Ritva and the fake Ritva. So they both have this idea over here. That maybe the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is unrelated to the Kedusha Sarts. Avram Avinu was given a command, Lech Lecha Me'artzcha Me'artzcha L'Artzcha Asher Areka. You should go to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael didn't have Kedusha till the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So you see, Avraham Avinu fulfilled his mitzvah of Lech Lecha, of living in Eretz Yisrael. Even though it didn't have Kedusha Saretz. Didn't have Kedusha Saretz till the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So maybe even today, after Yeshua ben Nun, it was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. Maybe whatever areas were good for Avraham Avinu, for him to fulfill his mitzvah of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, maybe it's good enough for us to fulfill our mitzvah. Also, lots is Meretz Aluchutz Loretz. Maybe it doesn't depend. Maybe it's not a function of which areas have Kedusha Sa'aretz. Kedusha Sa'aretz has been geared to the agricultural mitzvahs, the mitzvah Sa'aretz Barts. But this mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael maybe is a separate mitzvah, it's an independent mitzvah. Separate mitzvah that doesn't depend on Kedusha Sa'aretz with respect to mitzvah Sa'aretz Barts. Depends on Chiba Sa'aretz. Whatever Eretz Yisrael was promised to Avraham Avinu is part of, has the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the other Rishonim disagree. That's what the Ritva and the other disagree with Taisa's premise. Taisa's premise is that if Akku wouldn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz, when it get to the mitzvah Sa'atleis Ba'aretz, then there wouldn't be a mitzvah to live in Akku, and we wouldn't be kissing the stones, and they wouldn't have walked to Akku. They would be already in violation of Asalatz's merit Sa'la Chutzlatz. The other Rishonim say it's unrelated.
Is that a problem of Kodesh Mount Dora? Is everything that Akku was commanded still true after the Torah is given?
I mean, how can you prove anything from Kodem Matan Torah to Lachem Matan Torah? Okay. Hanachanam, you can't prove. No proof. The Rishonim don't give it as a proof. That was my proof. The Rishonim don't give it as a proof. They just say it without any proof. They say, the Ritva says that kissing the stones and living in Eretz Yisrael is unrelated to the agricultural mitzvah. So it doesn't have to fulfill a mitzvah of living on Eretz Yisrael, doesn't have to necessarily be toli zeh b'zeh in having the ability to fulfill the mitzvah satluyas ba'oretz. See, that's a shaila. The Ramban claims that there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, a mitzvah that dares everybody to live in Eretz Yisrael. And there's a Gemara in the end of the first parak in Soita. The Gemara asks, if Neiman is Saba Moshe Rabbeinu Loda Beretzol, why did Moshe Rabbeinu last daf in the first parak in Soita? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have such a strong desire to live in Eretz Yisrael, and he offered so many prayers, Veschanan al Hashem, hundreds and hundreds of tefillos according to the Medrash. He offered so many tefillos, he wanted to cross over the Chalech Mipiria with his Be'am Mituva. He wanted to go swimming in the Kinneret. He wanted to enjoy Peres Ginoisa. Why did he want so much to live in Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says it wasn't because of the Gashmias, it was rather because he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah Satluyas Baretz. So that's the Shaila that they ask on the Ramban. According to the Ramban, if there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, so what did the Gemara ask? If Neiman is Sava Moshe Rabbeinu Lord Dabar, he wanted to live in Eretz Yisrael, because there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. What kind of a question? The Gemara seems to link it up. Sounds like the Tesis. There is no independent mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is just a Hechshem mitzvah to enable you to fulfill the mitzvah Satluyas Baretz. But it's not that there's a separate mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's the simple reading of the Gemara in Saita is like that. Sounds like this Tesis. But the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs does not agree. Here we're missing that the regular editions of the Ramban are missing. The old editions, they have the beginning of the Ramban here. I have an old Ramban. So my old Ramban, Rabbi Zalman's Ramban. So it's missing, the manuscript is missing. They say, Chaval al Diavon, they didn't have it. I think in the new editions, probably they filled in the missing Ramban. So you got to take a look. I think this idea that the Ritva has probably comes from the Ramban. All the good things that are found in the Ritva probably come from the Ramban. It's maybe since Rosh Hashanah Ramban. So I think the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs writes that there's an independent mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So it's independent from the mitzvah of Tlis Bar. It's unrelated. How does he deal with the Gemara in Saita? It's a problem. Why does the Gemara say, Mechiman and Estaba Moshe Rabbeinu Lavar as Hayardim? They should have said to fulfill the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael.
Once mentioned that the Ramban doesn't mention it because he says from the other mitzvahs it's clear that there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So perhaps
you can explain the Gemara and Sota according to Ramah that since there's a mitzvah to the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, then for sure it's implied that there's a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael because it can't be clear in the time of those.
So
what does the Gemara ask? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu desire to move to Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara answers, in order to fulfill the mitzvah
of Eretz Yisrael. What's the question? What's the answer? Additionally, in addition,
what did it need in addition? It's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. That itself is a mitzvah. That's the question. According to the Ramban, that itself is a mitzvah. So why does the Gemara have to give a different reason? So it sounds from the Gemara as if the two are interconnected. The only reason why there's an inyan to live in Eretz Yisrael is in order to fulfill the mitzvah to Tlis Baretz. It's not an independent mitzvah. So that's perhaps what Tosfos is driving at over here. That the chavivus of living in Eretz Yisrael, not leaving Eretz Yisrael, only applies to those areas that when it's Kaddish B'Kedusha Saras, that you're going to observe the mitzvah of Tlis Baretz. But basically what the answer that Tosfos gives is the last five lines. V'chein yeshu taretz gabi Ashkelon. That there are parts of Eretz Yisrael that are so far away from the yeshivas that you have to say b'fan anachtav, and there are locations in Chutz L'Arz that are so close to the yeshivas that there's no need to say b'fan anachtav, b'fan anachtav. It's not a function of Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz L'Arz. It's Medina Sayyam. Medina Sayyam means far away from the center of Torah. It's called, with a derogatory term, Medina Sayyam. So they can have locations in Eretz Yisrael that we're going to refer to as Medina Sayyam. And whatever it says in the Mishnah, that doesn't necessarily imply where the borders of Eretz Yisrael are. And Tosfos quotes the famous passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi that Akku is half in Eretz Yisrael, half out of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, then you go to Talmud that. I have a lot to say about that Yerushalmi. Okay. Yeah, what's the din of Ksiva Lishma that Rabbah brought up over here? Rabbah says what motivated the Tanoim to introduce this Takana de Rabbanon, that the Shliach Lahilocha has to say before an Echta when he delivers the get, when the get was written in Chutz La'aretz, is because some of the people were in the practice in Chutz La'aretz, some of the people were in the practice writing a get Shaloi Lishma. What kind of a din is Lishma? So Lishma is only required by the three shtoris that affect the change in the area of Isavaheta, by Get Isha, and by Ishtar Kiddushin, and by Shichar Evik 90. Shichar Evik 90, that's the Beferish later. That's no debate. The Gemara has later, B'shloshet Rochem Shavu Gitei Noshim L'Shechuri Avodim. That's on the bottom of Tes Amid Aleph, and the Gemara says that you need Lishma. You learn how to Xerisheva, lo. It says a chub shel anitan lo. It says by a shivcha harufa. Abo al shivcha harufa. So the shivcha harufa is a semi eshesish. So the shivcha harufa is loika. She gets malchus, and the boal leha, the man who's mezana with this eshesish, the man who's boal leha, someone other than a husband. So he's boal eshesish. Instead of being chayv misa, is only chayv to bring osham. Be mishoy gig be mimezer. It's a strange din of Hashem Shivcha Haruf. So the pasuk says, Lo yamsu ki lo chupasha. If she would be a full Eishes Ish, they would both be Chayv Misa. But because she's not ki lo chupasha, she was not yet freed. She's a. We assume that she is a machlokes hatanoim. Who is the Shivcha Harufa? So we assume that she's a chetzya Shivcha vechetzya baschorin. Where do we get that idea? She's a chetzer shivcha, a chetzer baschan, because the pasuk says, "Havdei loy nevdasa, a chub shalom nitan lo." What do you mean, "Havdei loy nevdasa"? So we would have said, "Dibetar kedushayim beri adam." What it means is, "Loy nevdasa." It's just a way of saying "loy nevdasa." So one tana says, "Take that." That's true. That a shivcha knainis. A shivcha knainis, but ain't kedushin toksim a shivcha knainis. So how can it be that? So why is she an eishes ish at all? So, but if shinsen evedivri is muta b'shivcha knainis, so if an evedivri is mekadesh the shivcha knainis, so then it's a shivcha haruf. And we don't accept that opinion. That's a machlekes hatanoim increases. We say lo dibeter k'lishen b'ni adam. Whenever it says l'shen is tefulim in the chumash. Says Hanik Tanik Nosim Titein. You have a lot of times Hoshiv Tishivein. Whenever you have a verb that's repeated in the Chumash, so the Gemara is going to say what it's marbe. Why is it written L'shaynis Kfulim? That's because we assume Lo Dibetarik L'shayn Meriyot. Akum over here it says V'hafdei Loi Nevdasa. What it means is Loi Nevdasa. She's a Ena Peduya. No. So the Tanoim understand what it means is V'hafdei she's Peduya, and at the same time she's Loi Nevdasa. She's Peduya Ena Peduya. What does it mean? She's a chetzer shivcha vechetzer baschar. So what does it mean, peduya ve'ena peduya? What do you mean, peduya? Usually, pidyon is ayde keser. When you talk about pidyon aben, or you talk about pidyon ma'isushen, pidyon hegdish, you usually do pidyon ayde kesef. Pidyon aben can be give, pidyon hegdish can be with shavu kesef also. Pidyon ma'isushen is a special din that it's only be kesef. Pidyon aben and pidyon hegdish can be even shavu kesef, but it means kinya kesef still. It's a kinya kesef when you do pidyon hegdish. It's a kinya kesef. So the Gemara understands that that's what it means over here. Hafdei lo neftosa, the shivcha knainis, is peduya veina peduya means shichur ayidei kesef. Achub shalom nitan lo means ayidei shtar. The shivcha knainis was neither completely freed ayidei kesef. If someone would have given her full value, she would have been yotze lecheris completely. She would be legamrei peduya, but someone only paid part of her value. Someone she has two owners, and someone paid one bala but didn't pay the other one. So she's a chetz yeshivcha v'chetz baschern. One of her ad, she has shnei adonim. So one adon was meshacher her ayidei kesef, and the other adon was not meshacher ayidei kesef. So the Gemara understands from that pasuk. Gemara later on again understands from that pasuk that there are two ways to free an eved kenaini or a shivcha kenaini. The pasuk happens to be speaking about a female. Shivcha knainis, but who are the nami yevik knaini? Either ayidei shtar or ayidei kesef. Ayidei shtar because it says achuv shalom nitan law, and I learned that law meisha that it says because of all the sefer krisis. And v'hafte line of dasa, usually pidyon is like that kesef. So the pasuk teaches us that kesef gaima bo. That's a shaila in the Gemara. So we pass in kesef gaima bo. If the eved kanayin is yotze lecher is like that kesef, so that's legamrei mishachra, not just mishachra the kinyan mamon, it's mishachra the kinyan iser as well. Just like a shtar is good to cancel both the kinyan mamon and the kinyan iser, so the shichur eved kanayin like that kesef accomplishes both also. So this gzereshava lo meisha includes a lot of dinim. So includes number one, and includes that an eved kanayin is chayv in mitzvahs keisha. That's how we know that an eved kanayin is not chayv in tzitzis and tefillin. All the mitzvahs says is shazman grama, just like isha, it's not chayv. Gzereshava lo meisha. It's problematic. That's what the Rav David El Karlina has a safe on the Rambam Hilchas Ishus called Piske Alochas. So Rav David El Karlina has this kasha. How can you learn out that an eved kanayin is potter from mitzvahs es shazman grama lola meisha, but the pasuk is talking about a shivcha kanayinis? Of course, a shivcha kanayinis is an isha, so of course she's potter from the mitzvahs that the nashim are potter from. How can you establish based on this gzereshava that an eved, a male eved kanayin, is also potter from the mitzvahs that the nashim are potter from? That's a very strong kasha, but that's what the Gemara learns out. Lola meisha, number one, the kozman that the person remains an eved kanayin, he's only chayv in mitzvahs kisha. Number two, the Gemara learns that a chufsha lo nitan lo, that the pshat and not here for the pasuk is that you can be mishach and eved kanayin yagidei shtar. And then the third din is lola meisha, that just like by isha the get isha has to be written l'shma, so too the shtar shichur eved kanayin has to be written l'shma as well. That's the Gemara on the bottom of Tesam and Aleph, going over to Tesam and Beis. The Gemara is going to discuss how many of the dinim of get isha carry over to eved kanayin. That's the shaila. What about pligitach magabi karka? Rava says in the Gemara later, if the husband writes a get and he puts it on a table and he tells his wife, hariyat megureshes memeni, pick up the get and you'll be megureshes. So Rava says that's not good. You need venosam v'yoda. The Baal has to do the nesina yadu isha. If he says tligitach magabi karka, that's not acceptable by get isha. So that's a big machlekes achrayin. And what about by shichur eved kanayin? Would you say also that li shtar shichurech magabi karka would be no good for an eved kanayin? Or do you say no? You only learn out lola meisha that the get shichur needs ksiva l'shma, but you don't learn out about the ma'isa hagerish. So that's we'll have to look, keep our eyes open when we learn daf test to see, can we? Is there any indication one way or the other? The Torah's Gittin assumes that there's no din of tligidach magabi karka in the sivus, as you say, Frank Gittin. Torah's Gittin, he assumes that the din of tligidach magabi karka does not apply to shtar shichur eved kanayin. And other achrayim disagree. Okay, we'll have to keep our eyes open. So the only three shtaros that need ksiva l'shma are the get isha, that's kosav lo l'shma, and then the shtar shichur eved kanayin lo meisha, chuv shalah nitan lo meisha. And then the third one is Shaila in Kiddushin on Daf Yud. Boy, Rava had a Shaila where the Shtar Kiddushin has to be written the Shema. Then the Gemara says, Basa de Bayoha de Pashta. First he had the Shaila for a while. Then he came to the conclusion that yes, that a Shtar Kiddushin also needs Ksiva the Shema. So Allah Lamai said, these are the three Shtars that need Ksiva the Shema. And we pointed out that Atzara Shavashabahem, what they all have in common is that these are the three Shtars that affect the change in the area of Yisra Veheta. All other Shtars only affect the change shtori mamin. Chayv ani lachman v'shtar. I obligate myself to give you $100,000. Or I make a shtar that I'm selling a house to you, I'm giving you a house mematana. But these are the only three shtars that affect the change in the area of Yisra V'Heter. So that's why you need ksiva l'shma. We said over the sharp kasha from the ktsais, there is a din. If a person owns an eved kanayin, he can be mafka the eved kanayin. We assume that a person, the Ramban has this lashon in Kiddushin on Daf Tezayin. The Ramban writes a lashon, and the Talmidei HaRamban, the Rashban, the Ritva, they all write it over, that a person owns an eved kanayin. There are two kinyonim, there's a kinyon mamon and a kinyon isa. That's when in the back of the Sefer Avni Miluim and Evan Ezra, so he has Shadus HaTshuvas, so he has different essays. So one of the essays is about this. I don't think anybody asked the Mashaila about kinyan mamon, kinyan isa. It's not that kind of shaila tshuva, it's an essay. So he writes, he starts off with this Ramban, and he elaborates about details about this halacha. That when a person owns an eved kanayin, he has a kinyan mamon and he has a kinyan isa. So the Gemara assumes, the Gemara Gittin later on assumes, when you mafka your eved kanayin, hefker is only chala on the kinyan mamon. Hefker is not chala on the kinyan isa. So if you mafke your eved kenaini, so you no longer have the right to make the eved work for you. Yotze lecheres, a mafke abdu yotze lecheres. He goes free. You're not allowed to make him work for you because the hefker effects takes effect on the kinyan mama. What about on the kinyan iser? What's the significance of having a kinyan iser on an eved kenaini? So number one. The Eved Kenaini, the Gemara says in Yavam is dafayinam and base, and Eved Kenaini cannot become immune on a Korban Pesach without authorization of the Odom. And number two, if the Eved Kenaini belongs to a Kohen, so he's Echel B'Truma. So the Shaila is, let's say the Kohen owned this Eved Kenaini and he was Meshachar the Eved Kenaini, he was Mafkir the Eved Kenaini. So he no longer has the Kinyan Mamon. Do I say he still retains the Kinyan Iser? And the Eved Kenaini cannot become immune on a Korban Pesach without authorization of the Odom. The Eved Kenaini can still eat Truma. But he's saying no, that once the Kinyan Mamon is pokas, and the Mele the Kinyan Iser disappears. Even though Hefka cannot affect directly the Kinyan Iser, we need a pasuk to teach us that there exists an institution of Hefka, the Yerushalmi. Taisus in Bava Kama quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that Hefka is an institution that's learned out from a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Vashviyas tishmetenu unetashto. Shviyas Tishmetana means you should leave the Paris Hefker Shemitah, Hefker. The Paris Shviyas, you should leave them Hefker. On Etashta, in all 6 years also, if you want to ever be Mafker, anything else isn't the hate. You have the ability to be Mafker, any other thing that you want to. The Paris Shviyas, for sure, there's a mitzvah to be Mafker, Tishmetana. On Etashta, any other time you want to be Mafker, Yeshlech Tisha Cherish Yikazu, and that's the source for the institution of Hefker. There are two kinds of Hefker. The Rebbeinu Shlom created the world so everything was up for grabs. That's one kind of hefka. It never had an ownership. That's another kind of hefka. I do own something. I own the Gemara, I own my jacket, and then I declare, I raise a hefka. So that you have to have another pasuk for. One could have argued the point and said that once you own something, it remains yours until you makne it to someone else. But you can't just remove your ownership and declare that it should become ownerless. So that I need a pasuk, Tishmenten on the Tasha, that there's that kind of hefka also. So the Gemara assumes that Hefker can only be Chal on the Kinyan Momin that you have on an Eved Kenaini. You can't make Hefker the Kinyan Iser. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. What's the din? Mem Dalet, Mem Gimel, and Gittin later. Amafker Avdo, Yotze Lecheres for sure, the Kinyan Momin becomes Batel. Do you say B'tzorach Shtash Shichro? Do you say Ein Tzorach Shtash Shichro? Do you say that the Hefker only affects the canceling the Kinyan Momin, but the Kinyan Iser is still present? Or they say, no, the Kinyan Iser cannot exist independently of the Kinyan Mamon. So once the Kinyan Mamon is bottled, so mele the Kinyan Iser will be bottled also. Why should I say like that? So that's the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. So we pass kind of Machlokes Rabbi Yotze Lecheres, Vitzor get Shichur. You still need a Shtar Shichur to cancel the Kinyan Iser. The Kinyan Iser doesn't disappear by itself. But the other opinion, Rab, is of the opinion of Machlokes Rabbi Yotze Lecheres, Venitzor Shtar Shichur. Once the Kinyan Mamon is canceled, so the Kinyan Iser vanishes into thin air. What is that based on? So the Gemara said that's based on the pasuk in Parsha's Bo. That says v'chol eved ish miknas kesef v'malta oso oz yochal bo. What does it mean v'chol eved ish miknas kesef v'chol eved ish? If an eved belongs, it should say v'chol eved. V'chol eved miknas kesef v'malta oso oz yochal bo. When you have an eved knaini, you have to be malhim, and then he can eat the korban pesach. Then the other can eat the korban pesach. What is that? Evidish. Evidish below Evidisha, the Gemara asks. No, the Gemara, Evidish. If the Evid has an Odon who has the right to boss him around in the area of Dini Mamanes, if his Odon has a Kinyan Maman, so then he has a Kinyan Iser on him as well, and then Milos Evid is Meakev Es Odon Milechel the korban pesach. He has the Kinyan Iser too. It's my Eved Kenaini with respect to Issa Veheta. If I'm a Kohen, he can eat Truma. He can't become a Mun on the Korban Pesach without my authorization. And Milos Eved Kenaini, Miakev Esa'ad, Milachol, the Korban Pesach. But if he's not an Eved Ish, if I no longer have a Kinyan Mamon on him because I was Mafkir Avdoi, so one Amora, that's the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, so one Amora is of the opinion, Mafkir Avdoi Yotze Lecheres, Veinitzor Get Shichru. Once the Kinyan Mamon is Poka because of Hefka, so the Mele, the Kinyan Iser vanishes into thin air. Kinyan Iser can't exist independently of the Kinyan Mamon. has to tag along with the Kinyan Mamon. Let's say I have an Eved Kenaini and I sell them to somebody else. So the Kinyanim that I make are only chal on the Kinyan Mammon. How does the Kinyanista go over to the other person? The answer is, it tags along with the Kinyan Mammon. Once I sell the Kinyan Mammon of the Avikanainik to someone else, I'm a mele, the Kinyanista goes along. So here also, once I'm mafke the Kinyan Mammon, so the Kinyanista vanishes into thin air. So we happen to paskin not so. We paskin a mafke of the Yotze Lecheres, vitzorach yet shichu. You do need a shtar shichu. You don't say that the Kinyan Iser vanishes into thin air just because the Kinyan Mammon was spoken. But the Ktzais is bothered with that kasha. If the din, if one would have accepted the other opinion, then I'm afkarav, the Yotze Lecheres, the Einat Zorach Get Shichur, yes, if you say like that, so why do you ever need a Shtar Shichur? It should be written Lishma. The whole reason why we single that these three stars, Get Isha, and Shtar Kiddush, and Shtar Shichur, Avik Naini, these are the three stars that affect the change in the area of Issa Vehetta. But if you say I'm afkarav, the Yotze Lecheres, the Einat Zorach Get Shichur, so Hefker is only Chalani Kinyan Mammon. But once you mafkir the Kenyan moment, so the mele the Kenyan is, it disappears into thin air. So if I'll write a shtar shichur shaloi l'shma, so it should be good. A shtar shaloi l'shma is good in all areas of moment. It's only no good in the area of Issa v'Heta. So if I give a shtar shichur to the Avikanaini written shaloi l'shma, I ought to say that it accomplishes a shichur on the Kenyan moment, and the Kenyan iser has not been affected. But according to the opinion, I'm after the Yotze Lecheres, when it's all get shichur, once the Kenyan Mammon is paka, so the Kenyan Iser is paka. So you should never need Lishma. So you should never need Ksiva Lishma. And that's given. That's no debate on that. That's on Daftes. Mishnayis and Bryces, the Shtar Shichur El Kanani needs Ksiva Lishma. Why shouldn't we dray long enough till we'll say, all Shtari Mammon don't need Ksiva Lishma. So Shtar Shichur El Kanani written, Shalal Lishma should be good to be mafkir the Kenyan Mammon. According to one opinion, true, not the accepted opinion, according to one opinion, it should come out that once I gave Mishtar Sheikh written Shalom Lishma, the Kenyan Issa should be Paka also. That's the famous Kasha from the Ktzos. So the Ktzos answers the Kasha by saying that Leolam, there's a problem. How can you ever be Mishachar and Avikdani by giving him a Shtar? The Gemara later on raises the issue. We have a rule, Kol Mashakon Avikon Rabba. If anybody gives a kinyan, my Eved is walking in the street and he picks something up, or somebody gives a matana to the Eved. So anytime the Eved makes a kinyan, so the din is that the Odon is kind of that moment directly. Kol mashikana Eved kana rabba. So how can the Odon, the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can the Odon give a shtar shichur to the Eved Knaini if kol mashikana Eved kana rabba? It's as if the Odon gave the shtar shichur from his right hand to his left hand, to his own left hand. Giving a shtar shichur to your Eved Knaini is considered as if it was given to the Odon. So it never left the reshus of the Odon. So how is it ever good? So the Gemara said, but that's a pasuk. Achub shalom nitan lo. Hopte lo nevdos goes on peduya vein peduya aydei kesef. Stop pinion is bekesef. Achub shalom nitan lo goes aydei shtar. So it's a pasuk we assume that's pshat in the pasuk. There does exist an institution of shichur Eved Knaini aydei shtar. So how can it exist? It should be impossible. Kol mashakon Eved Knaini rabba. So the answer is gita v'yada boin kiechot. That's the chiddush pasuk. Gita v'yada boin kiechot. So the Ktzos HaChashon suggests the answer his kasha that chiddush haTorah that we say gita v'yada boin kiechot. That's how one is able to justify every shtar shichur Eved Knaini. It's really not logical. It really shouldn't be able to work. You're giving it from the Yodin, is giving it from his right hand to the left hand. So that's gzeiros haKasha. We say boin kiechot. So that Gzeres HaKasav was only formulated if the Shtar Shichur was written Lishma. If it's not written Lishma, so you want it to work through the back door. You want to say the Shtar Shichur not written Lishma should be good to affect the Shichur and the Kinyan Mammon, and then the Kinyan Issur should disappear because it's a function of the Kinyan Mammon. No. So that's not the way the Torah wants it. The only case described by the Torah that we allow Gita V'Oda Boin Ke'echot is if the Shtar Shichur was written Lishma. If it's not written Lishma, the whole Chiddush of Boin Ke'echot was never stated, was never formulated. Okay, that's the famous answer of the Ktzos HaChashon. The Gemara raises such a question by Get Isha also. How can any husband ever divorce his wife? You say also, Mashi Kansi Isha Kanabai. But the question is not as strong by the Get Isha as it is by the Eved Knaini. Kol Mashi Kansi Isha Kanabai is only Takana de Rabbanan. Kol Mashi Kana Kana Rabba, Taisa says, is a Din Daraisa. There's a major difference between the two. They call Mashkan Evakana Rabbo, whatever the Evid is kinda, it all goes to the Rab. The Evid is kinda $100 bill, the whole thing goes to the Rab. Call Mashikan Seisha Kana Baila doesn't mean 100% goes to the Baal. we put it in the bank, and abal lo echel peris. The guf hadover belongs to the ish, and the bal is only echel peris, and the whole thing is only with the rabbanon to begin with. So on the level of the raisa, there is no problem. How can a husband divorce his wife? The whole problem is on the level of the rabbanon, that we say kol ma shekan tishakan abayla. Some of the rabbanon is a question. So the Gemara says, don't ask the question, because by yavid it's a bigger question. By yavid it's a question on the level of the raisa. How does the whole institution of shichur evik nani exist? Shichur ayde shtar, how can it exist? Kol ma shekan arkan abayla. The Gemara says, boin ki echot. So the same answer that the Torah must have given when it gets to shichur evik nani, the Chachamim will give. Once they instituted their din the rabbanon, that kol ma shekan tishakan abayla. Once they instituted that din, so that should pose a problem. How can a husband divorce his wife? So called the tikkun rabbanon came the raisa tikkun. Just like on the level of the raisa, gita the other boy ki echad solved the problem by the shichur evik nani. So by the issue also, gita the other boy ki echad solves the problem on the level of the rabbanon. This is all the Gemara on Ayin Zayin on the base, the beginning of Perek HaZorei. Gemara by the evik nani, Gemara by the issue. Yeah, so what does it mean, ksiva l'shma? What does it mean, ksiva l'shma? So there's a din. You have to bake matzahs l'shma. The Shammai hold, you have to build the sukkah l'shma. A lot of dinim. You have to make tzitzis l'shma. Machlek zarishayim. You have to make tefillin l'shma. You have to write a sefer Torah l'shma. A lot of mitzvahs have to be done l'shma. So that's the whole story, that when you write the get, you have to write it l'shma. That's the whole story. Here, let's say I bake matzahs l'shma, then I'm going to sell it to the public, whoever buys it. So I have to have in mind the specific person. Whoever's gonna use the matzahs is good enough. So let's say you have a sefer in a little village, and there are 25 families there. The whole Jewish population, 25 families. The sefer has nothing better to do. So he writes a get for every couple, just in case anyone chas v'shalom should decide to get divorced, they'll have the get already. So the din is that that's not good. If the sefer writes it with that tzivi habal, that's the beginning of the third parak. Kol haget shenichtav shelo l'shem misa is no good. And the example given is that the sefer writes the get without tzivi habal, without being authorized by the husband. Why is that no good? Why is that considered shelo l'shma? By tzitzis is l'shma. I make the tzitzis. I don't know who's going to wear the tzitzis. I make the tefillin. I don't know who's going to buy the tefillin. Manishtan over here by the get isha. So Taisus in Erev and Adaf Yud Gimel has one suggestion that it's only a chumra midirabon. That opinion is not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Not only is not accepted, it's not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's absolutely not accepted. We assume that a get that's written Shalom L'shma is not even a Reach HaGet. That's the whole sugya on Amid Beis. On Chav Dal on Amid Beis, there's a din of Reach HaGet. That if a man, a kohen is married, and he gives his wife a get, so now she's a grusha. A kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, even though she was never married to anybody else. She was married to him. A kohen was married to a girl and he divorced her, he can't marry her back again because she's now a grusha. So what if the kohen gave his wife a get that's not a kosher get? There was something wrong with the get. So as the Mishnah has later in the end of the Masechta, that sometimes in rare occasions you have a din of reach get. It smells like a get. It really isn't it's not really a kosher get, but because it looks like a get, so therefore we learn out from a pasuk, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. In the Gemara, the Tanoim Darshan from the pasuk, the kohen divorced his wife. He said, I'm divorcing you. I'm not chayiv to support you anymore. He wants to be relieved of the responsibilities of marriage, but he doesn't want to lose his wife. So he says, you're still married to me, but I don't want to be responsible to support you anymore. So the Gemara says, he's still responsible to support her. The get is meaningless. There is no such get. Not only that, we pass like the Tan, like the Chachamim's opinion, even if he says, if he's not matter her to everybody, so we say the get is no good. Absolutely no good at all. So the Mishnah says, nonetheless, even though if the man gives such a get to his wife, that's not a valid get. But nonetheless, if the husband is a kohen, now he's not allowed to live with his wife, because that's what the pasuk says. Ve'isha grusha me'isha, afir alein is garsha ala me'isha. Even though he never gave her a get that's mata her lehi nasi lashuk, he only gave her a get to relieve his responsibilities, and the get is not a valid get. So the halacha says that the get is pasul, but it's still called the reacha get. That's a mishnah later in the last parak. A reacha get pasul lakuna. That's the machlokes Barishayin, whether that's a din deraisa or din derabanan. So the Rambam quotes that din from the Mishnah, is Reach HaGet, and he sounds like he says it's only midirabanan, midibrei soifim. Sounds from the Rambam that's only midirabanan. And the Magen Mishnah writes on the side of the Rambam that there are those who disagree with the Rambam, and they think that it's a din deraisa, because the Tanoim seem to have learned it off in the Pasuk. V'isha grusha me'isha, afid lenas garusha ela me'isha. That's in the Shadas HaTshuvas of the Shagasariya HaChadoshas, the second chelik of the Shagasariya. So he has also Shadas HaTshuvas that nobody asked him the Shailas. So he has a Shaila whether Reach HaGet is a Din D'Oraisa or Din D'Rabbanan. Nobody asked him the Shaila. So he has an essay, so he quotes the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah, and he thinks the Magen Mishnah is right. You look, all the Gemaras seem to imply that it's a Din D'Oraisa, it's not a Din D'Rabbanan. So then the Gemara has this suffix. On Chavdal on a base, what if the get is written Shalor Lishma? Would that be a Reach HaGet or not? So the Gemara says, well, there are four different kinds of Shalor Lishma. There's a Shalor Lishma that the Sofim were just writing it for practice. They're practicing writing get in graduate school for arts and crafts, whatever. They're practicing writing get, and they didn't intend that it should be used for a get at all. So that's the worst Shalor Lishma. Then there's another case of Shalor Lishma that a man wrote the get. A man wrote the get to divorce his wife, and then he changed his mind. Then there's another man from the same city, has the same name, and his wife has the same name. He wants to use that get. It's also Shalom Lishma no good. Then there's the third case, a man has two wives, and he wrote the get to divorce his own wife, number one. Then he changed his mind. He decides he's going to divorce wife number two. They both have the same name anyway. So that's also called Shalom Lishma. And then the fourth case, Shalom Lishma, is the man Melechatchila wrote a get, and he said he didn't make up his mind yet which wife he wants to divorce. He's going to decide later. He can't support two wives. He doesn't make that much money. He doesn't have that much time to entertain two wives. He's either going to stay with one or with the other. He's not going to keep both. So he writes a get, lezeh she'eretz hagashenu. So the Mishnah says, yeser al kein, yeser al kein. All four cases, they will consider shalom l'shma. So Gemara has a shaila, what about with respect to Reach HaGet? Would you say that this should be a Reach HaGet? So Gemara says, we pass on halacha, all four are not Reach HaGet. The pashtus is, that's the Shagasari has a tshuva. The only Reach HaGet is that case in the Mishnah. The only case where you have a get that's posel min haTorah, but still asas lekuna, is that case. Isha grusha meisha, afid lo nes garusha ela meisha. The husband gave a get to his wife and he said, harei megureshes memeni, v'harei iat meteres l'shum adam. So that's a Reach HaGet that posels lekuna. But you don't have any more Reach HaGet. That's what the Shagasari writes. That's the simple reading of the of the Mishnah, of the Gemara, of Dalam and Beis. Only one case of Reach HaGet.
Is every time the Rambam uses the Midirei Sofrim, it means
Derabanan? No, not all the time. A lot of times the Rambam, Midirei Sofrim means Torah Shebal Peh. So a lot of times we don't know whether the Rambam means Min HaTorah Min Derabanan. Yeah. But here the Magen Mishnah thought that this Rambam meant to say that this is Min Derabanan. He thinks that he's wrong. If he agrees that it's minatur, we'll be happier. Okay, we assume that it really is a din minatur. Reach HaGet is a din minatur. So according to that, Tosfos in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, that if the sefer writes a get for a couple without tzivi habal, it's good minatur. It's only no good midirabbanan. So it should for sure be a reach HaGet. The get was good minatur. It's only no good midirabbanan. So chumra midirabbanan. So obviously we don't accept that opinion in Texas. We assume that a get cannot be written without Tzivi Habal. What kind of a requirement is that? Why do you need Tzivi Habal? So that's a big machloikis in Tosfos, whether Tzivi Habal simply means shlichus. The pasuk says, "V'kasam l'sefer krisus v'nasam b'yada v'shulcham ibeso." So the husband has to write the get, and the husband has to do the get, has to give the get. So what if the husband doesn't want to give the get in person? So he has to appoint the shliach l'aylocha to deliver it for him. So if the husband doesn't want to write the get in person, he has to appoint the sefer as a shliach l'ksivas haget. The gerishin consists of the ksivas habal and the nesinas habal. That's one opinion in Tosfos, that the husband has to authorize the sefer who writes the get to serve as his shliach on his behalf to do the ksivas haget. The other opinion in Tosfos is, this is the big Tosfos on Chabbeis and Beis. The other opinion in Tosfos says no, that Tzivoy Habal for Ksivas HaGet is not identical with the concept of Shlichas. There's no din that requires that the husband should write the get and the sefer is writing the get is B'Torah Shliach on behalf of the Baal. No, the get has to be written Lishmo. But if the Sefer is going to decide on his own to write a get to Shema, that's not called Ksiva Lishma. Why? What's wrong over there? You don't need Shlichas, but you need Tzivi Habal. What do you need Tzivi Habal? The answer is, because that's what it means, Lishma. See, when you bake matzah Lishma, you don't say that the baking of the matzah is the Tchilas Kiyam HaMitzah. No. The baking is not the Tchilas Kiyam HaMitzah. When you tie Tzitzis Lishma, when you make Tfilin Lishma, it's not that the Asiyas HaTfilin or the Asiyas HaTzitzis is the Haskolas Kiyam HaMitzah. That's what we call a Hechsha Mitzvah. That's a Hachon of the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is wearing the Tzitzis. Mitzvah is wearing the tefillin. Mitzvah is eating the matzah. That's not the haskalas kima mitzvah. Here, by ksivas agech l'shma, it's more than that. It's not just preparing the heftze with which the husband is going to do the maisa gerishin later. Not that all other shtaris, all shtari mamim that don't need ksivas l'shma, so the ksivas hashtar is just the hachonas hacheftze, you prepare the shtar. And then the kinyan shtar consists of the nesina, the tfisas. The Mesiris Ashtar, the Tvisas Balashtar. When the person, the Asam Eschayiv, writes the Shtar and he gives it to the Balashtar. So when you have Tvisas Balashtar, that's the Kinyan. Here by Get Isha, we say that it's a composite Kinyan. The Gerishin consists of the Ksiva with the Nesina. So since we have a rule, Ein Odom Migarish Eshes Chavero, so the Sefer cannot even begin to write the Get Lishmo without Tzivi Habal. Husband has to express an interest in divorcing his wife. If there's no Das Gerishin before the Ksivas Aget, so that's not called Ksiva Lishma. Ksiva Lishma means not only preparing a Heftze, that this should be labeled like matzah, preparing a matzah, preparing a... There is no din that Morah has to be planted Lishma, or harvested Lishma. You just have to eat it, that's all. But matzah, there's a din, you have to do Lishma. Shmarta Masa Matzah, you have to do Shmura Matzah. The Morah says you need Asiya Lishma. So the Asir Lishma just means preparation of the Chetzah, but over here it's more than preparing the Chetzah of the Get. Here we say the Haskolas HaGerishin is the Ksivas HaGet. In fact, we had Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Shammai are of the opinion on Pei Aleph and Med Aleph on the top line on the Daf. Kosev L'Gavish Estishtom and Imlach. Beis Shammai say a husband decided to divorce his wife and he wrote the Get, then he changed his mind, not going to divorce her. The Bishamah said, Psalam and Akun. If the husband is a Kohen, he's not allowed to remain with his wife. He has to give it a get now. Because he already did the Haskalah Sagerishin. Basila disagrees. We pass on like Basila against Bishamah. The Ksivas Haget is only called the Haskalah Sagerishin if it leads up to the Siyum, if it leads up to the Sof. If this get is written and then you do the Nesin on the get, so it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya. That the Ksiva was considered the Haskolas HaGerishin. But if he just stops everything in the middle, he writes a get Lishma, then he decides never to give it. He rips it up. So Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai. They say that there was no Haskolas HaGerishin. But you see from Beis Shammai Shita that the Ksiva's HaGet is Haskolas HaGerishin. It's already a Reach HaGet. It already passes Lukuna. Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai. It is Haskolas HaGerishin. If later on you do it in a Sina, then the Ksiva is the Haskolas HaGerishin. The Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. There is a din of havchana. There is a need for havchana. A woman who gets divorced is not allowed to marry within the first 92 days. She has to wait 92 days to ascertain if she's pregnant or not, if she will become pregnant soon after she'll marry the second husband. We don't know who the father of the baby is, whether this is the child of the first husband, child of the second husband. So they instituted midirabbanan. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, but it's only an asmachta midirabbanan. That's how all the poskim assume. It's only an asmachta midirabbanan. They instituted a takana. You need havchana gimel chadoshim. You need 90 days plus the day on which he gives the get, plus the day on which he remarries. So it's 92 days. Tzarik beis yom. So the Gemara has a machlokes on yud ches amen aleph. When do you start counting the havchana? You start counting bishas ksivas haget. Let's say the husband writes a get today and he doesn't give the get till a month later. So do you count the 3 months from the day that he gave the get? Do you count the 3 months from the day that he wrote the get? So there's a machlokes what the maskana is. In our Gemara, it's printed on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, right smack in the middle line, has a tiny letter base. V'hilchasa bishas ksiva. That's what it says in our Gemara. The Rosh quotes that other editions of the manuscripts, other Kisviya, don't have that line. Hilchas Amishas Mesiris Aget, not Mesiris, we're Machmer on that. But that's a Shalal Aloch, how are you supposed to paskin over it? whether Mishas Ksivas Aget or Mishas Mesiris Aget. Why should it be Mishas Ksivas Aget? Why should it be Mishas Ksivas Aget? The answer is that from the time that you write the get, that's already considered Haskolas Agerishin. And they're not allowed to live together. If the husband will decide never to give the get, so then it will be a Gloria Muslim Afreya that never was the Haskolas Agerishin. But if ultimately the husband will deliver the get, he will give the get to his wife, it'll turn out a Gloria Muslim Afreya that the Haskolas Agerishin already took place Mishas Ksivas Aget. So he's not allowed to live with his wife after he wrote the get, if he plans to give that get. So since the Haskolas Agerishin began already, so the 92 days, according to that opinion, Machlokes Rav Shmuel, you can start counting the Havchana, the 92 days from that time. What is the Gemara quoted on Yud Ches and Aleph? They quoted in the context of the Mishnah there. The Gemara has on Yud Zayin and Aleph and Machlokes Amaroyim, what motivated the Chachamim to introduce if they might take the Zman Begitin? The requirement to write the Zman and the Get is only mid the Rabbanim. That's the Beferish in the Gemara. If they might take the Zman Begitin. There's in the Book of Yosef and Sanhedrin has a whole pilpul that it's min haTorah, and then they just restored the din min haTorah. Rab Chaim says no, the pashup shot anymore that the zman is only takana with the rabbanon. We'll have to review that too to figure out why isn't zman needed min haTorah. So the Gemara said the zman is only takana with the rabbanon. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim. What's the reason for the takana with the rabbanon? So Rish Lakish says mipnei peiris. The reason why they instituted zman is you have to know habal lechel peres nichse meluk up until the gerishin, and after the gerishin he no longer is entitled to the peres nichse meluk. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion that nichta bayom and echdam balaylo is good. Gitei noshim nichta bayom and echdam balaylo. It has the zman of the daytime, even though the get is given a day later, a week later, the get is still good. Aye, but it's not the correct zman. So the answer is, the Gemara says on Yud Zayin and Beis, Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Bai Choy, obviously is of the opinion like Rish Lakish. The reason for the Takanas Chacham that his man has to be written is in order that you should know what's the cutoff point. The Baal is only Ochel Peres up until the time that he divorces his wife. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, Kimin Shinasin Ein of Lagarsha, Shuv Ein HaBaal Ochel Peres. Once the get is written, that's already Haskolos HaGerishin. Once he made up his mind he's going to divorce his wife, he didn't do anything yet, that's not Haskolos HaGerishin. But Nasan Enev LeGarshin, the Gemara in this context means, once the get was written, even though it wasn't given yet, and later on he's going to give that get. That's going to be the get that he is going to give later. So it'll turn out, Lemafreya, that the Gerishin began from the time of the Ksiva. So since the Ksiva's HaGet, Shebohu Megarish HaSishtoi, is considered the Haskolos HaGerishin, so Reb Shimon holds that the Baal already loses Peres from that time on. So that's all included in the din of Lishma. Lishma by get is more than Lishma by tzitzis and by tefillin. Lishma by get means that this is the Haskolas HaGirish. Okay. Belineta, tomorrow we'll continue the Chazal. We got a daven mincha. Some people have classes. Not everybody has the luxury to learn all afternoon. Okay. Thank you.